This weekend, we will celebrate All Saints in worship, and in this episode, I'd like to talk about why it's such an important day and reflect on a couple of lessons we can learn from it. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this episode the week before an annual celebration here at the church called All Saints Day. All Saints always falls on November 1st, and so we celebrate it on the Sunday closest to that. Fun fact, you may know this, but I'll mention it anyway. An old name for All Saints was All Hallows, which means that October 31st, which is the day before All Saints or All Hallows Day, is All Hallows Eve, which is where we get the name Halloween. So All Saints is a chance for us in the church, among other things, to remember those who have died over the last 12 months since last All Saints Day. And so I have a few reflections about it, this episode. One is to simply name that and state that during worship, we will literally name out loud everyone from St. Philip the Deacon who has passed away since last All Saints Day. We say their name out loud. We ring a chime for each of them, and there's also a candle lit for each of them. 48 of our own members have passed away in the last year, so we will read 48 names. And of course, we also, all of us, have a chance on All Saints Day to give thanks for and reflect on anyone who is close to us who has died at any point in the past. And so it's a really important weekend for us, an important Sunday for us to remember those who have gone before us, to give thanks for them, and to acknowledge the grief that we feel at their loss. So one thing I guess I'm saying is that we will be celebrating that. I hope you'll be able to join us in worship as we celebrate that important milestone. Two related thoughts to that. One is that even as we give thanks for and grieve those who have passed, All Saints gives us the opportunity, I think, to reflect on the fact that we are part of a very long tradition. As Christians, we're part of a tradition that spans more than 2,000 years. And I think there's power in that as well. I was just talking with Tim before this episode, and as it happens, I was speaking earlier this week with a member about the beauty and the power of cemeteries outside of old country churches. Let's say you've all seen those prototypical shots of a white clapboard church, and then there's the beautiful cemetery next to it. I think there's power in that because you walk into church, you know, and you leave church and you walk past the great cloud of witnesses. Many churches today, St. Philip the Deacon would be one of those. We're in a suburban area. We're surrounded by streets and houses and marsh. There's no room for a cemetery. We do, however, have a columbarium, which has only been there for maybe the last 8 or 10 years, but it accomplishes that same point, I think, of reminding us, those of us who happen to be still alive, that we're connected to those who have gone before us, and they are a part of the Christian family. And for that reason, I'm reminded of a beautiful quote about tradition by one of my favorites, G.K. Chesterton. It's in his book, Orthodoxy. And again, since we're thinking about All Saints and about our connection to those who've gone before us, I'll read a little of this. He says, "I've never been able to understand where people got the idea that democracy was in some way opposed to tradition. It's obvious that tradition is only democracy extended through time." And then he says, "Tradition means giving votes to the most obscure of all classes, our ancestors. It is the democracy of the dead." And so I don't know if you find that interesting. I find it a helpful reminder or corrective to thinking that the only good thoughts that are available to us are the thoughts of those people who happen to be alive still. And for me, that sense of tradition, of connectedness to people who've gone before us in time, helps to ground me and make me put my life in some kind of perspective. So that's the second point related, maybe obliquely, to All Saints. And then the third point is simply, well, you might say, well, Tim, give me an example of how that plays out in practice. And so I'm going to just lift up a single quote from someone who lived long before G.K. Chesterton did. I'm thinking here of St. Augustine, who lived in the 4th and 5th century, so the 300s and the 400s. Augustine, it's been said, his shadow looms large over the entire Christian church, both the Eastern Church, the Western Church, the Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church. There's not a tradition in Christianity that doesn't pay attention to Augustine and think about what he wrote. And by the way, I think we've talked about this, but the current Pope, Pope Leo, is actually an Augustinian monk. That's the tradition he comes out of, as interestingly was Martin Luther. He was an Augustinian monk before he broke from the Catholic Church. Anyway, Augustine, in his book, The Confessions, which is a famous book and relevant, just as relevant today as it was when he wrote it all those years ago, has what some have called one of the most famous lines in all of literature, which again, it points out that people who have preceded us were smart and thoughtful and faithful and intelligent and still have something to teach us. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this quote, but I'll read it and maybe invite you to reflect on it in the coming week as we anticipate All Saints Day. The line is, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. That has a sort of double meaning for All Saints. On the one hand, it reminds us that those who've gone before us and now rest in the Lord and see him face to face are in fact resting in a way that we will not. But it's also a reminder that those of us who are still alive can continue through God's grace to be drawn closer to God and drawn away from all of the idols that desire us to bow down to them. We've talked about them many times. The four main ones are power, pleasure, and honor, and wealth. And again, Augustine's quote reminds us that when we bow down to those, they will not satisfy. The only thing that satisfies ultimately is a God who says to each and every one of us every day, "I love you." And I hope we can maybe take that into All Saints. Again, I hope you'll be with us for All Saints as we celebrate all those saints who've gone before us. And if you have had a loss this year, you should also know that you are in our prayers. Thanks as always for being with us, with me. And as always, until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.